This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The whole religion really of Islam is based on intentions. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Innama al-a'malu binniyat wa innama likulli imrin ma nawa." That certainly all actions are based on intentions. So what is intentions? Intentions, the word niyya, loosely translated into intentions. Al-Ghazali thinks that irada, or will, which is usually translated as will, qasd, that they are synonyms as well for the word niyya. But what is it? It's really like having knowledge and then acting upon that knowledge. It's interesting that he starts off his book, he's got a book of intentions, he starts off his book talking about the purest type of intention and something which can all relate to, like ghara is the instinctive intentions. For example, he gives the example of an individual is walking in the street or something and a wild animal, a dog, tries to attack him. His will to want to run away from that dog or to avert the danger of that dog, for example, or a wild animal of some sorts, his will or his intention to not be in that particular place at that particular time will be very pure, instinctive to the core. That is the purest kind of intention. But there are, sometimes we have more than one intention by doing something. Like Al-Ghazali mentions, for example, an individual who fasts, yes, he may fast a supererogatory fast, a supplementary fast, let's call it. But he may do so not just for the fact that he wants to gain reward, but he might feel like, you know, this is good for my health. Obviously, so if someone thinks that this will be good for my health, now they're mixing their attention. Is that a bad thing necessarily? Well, it's not the same as having a pure intention, a fully pure intention. And so if you divide it into different kind of things, like for example, in the sinful acts, you can never have a good intention for that. Like the muharrimat in Islam, the haram things, the prohibited things, you can never have a good intention for that. As for the mubahat or the halal things in Islam, you can have a good intention and you can transform them into a kind of worship. But you must be sincere in so doing. Like, for example, if I drank something or ate something because I know that, okay, I've got tarawih, or I've got some prayers so I've got to do, so let me drink this so that I can get stronger so I can do these things. Now, the act of eating itself is called muhasaba. The act of eating and drinking itself will itself be an act of worship. But ironically, the third, if you like, category of when you have to have good intentions is the most important, but it's where some of the biggest problems can be, which is worship itself. Because that's when ostentation can creep in, or the idea of riya, the idea of doing something for show. Yani, for example, if someone prays, obviously praying is meant to be purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like if you're praying the five prayers or fasting, all these things, it's meant to be purely for Allah. But if you're doing it so other people can see you, now you've added this aspect of riya. And this is the thing that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the akhwaf, the thing he fears the most of afflicting the ummah is a riya, or he called it a shirk al asghar. This, the minor shirk. It's a minor shirk, but it's not so difficult to absolve yourself from this. So much so that Allah Himself counsels us in the Quran. He says that وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. That in Surah Al-Bayyinah, that they have not been commanded except that they worship Allah alone. Yani, the idea of having a sincere intention, it is something which is central to the religion of Islam, and it's so difficult. Yani, some people may think this is so difficult. And a good litmus test for its practicality would be that if you're alone and you pray and you fast and there's no one watching you, then this is most likely to be sincere action. Obviously, if you remove people from the equation, then there's no object, a third party object that you can show off to, then that you're most likely therefore to be absolved of a riya. So a riya or ostentation is something which is the Muslim needs to really think carefully about, and it really is like the basis of the religion of Islam.
If you enjoyed that and you want to watch the next episode, click here.